You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
What's up, cake eaters?
Yo.
What's going on, cupcake?
Holla at you, boy. Holla at you, boy.
Is everybody good this morning?
Yeah, man.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, we're having a good day.
You got a nice warm jacket on there, buddy.
It's, oh, no, it's not my jean
jacket.
Looking
jacket.
It's my corduroy jacket.
With your sheepskin collar.
Thanks, man.
That's just like the one the mayor wears.
Yes.
Yes.
I actually got it from him. I took it off his back the other day. No, I saw this in the back of my closet, and I was like, I haven't worn that in a minute, and I wanted to wear it today. Yeah,
yeah. You look like you're going to go shear some sheep or herd some cattle. You look good, buddy.
I sheared several yesterday.
That's my style. That's actually my style.
I kind of
thought so.
I kind of thought you'd like this. Do you want it? Here, you can have it.
I don't know if I can fit into a boy's small.
It's men's excess. Men's excess.
Yeah, actually, I do want to kind of try it on.
All right, cool. I got you, man.
So what'd you guys do yesterday? Anything fun?
You know.
Katie, you go. You go.
We got to go to 9 News.
Oh, that whole thing went on yesterday.
Did.
I forgot about that.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it was so neat. Like, to be able to go in and see some of the TV stuff that we check out on TV every day. The 9 News backyard.
That's the thing is, like, I saw, so we were at 9 News yesterday, and the things that I saw, like, the 9 News backyard, the actual, you know, news center where they film everything, like,
the
I grew up watching that.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, growing up with the Kathy Sabins and those people, you know, doing the news my whole childhood. And so I saw some iconic stuff, man, the iconic
umbrellas.
Red umbrellas that they have for the backyard.
Gosh.
It was cool. I was kind of fangirling a little bit.
You guys are cute.
And then it was funny when Colleen, who shout out to Colleen, she's the producer of the show that we were on, and she's the one who set all this up, but she was giving us a tour of the station, and she brings us out to the newsroom where all the reporters are gathering the info, and she's like, this is the newsroom, and I legit started to walk out there. Like, I was like, oh, we get to
she's
go
like, oh,
in
no,
out.
No, no,
and she's
no.
like, oh, this way. We don't go in the newsroom. I know. I was like, oh, man.
But Katie, settle down.
That was about halfway through the whole tour, so we were getting pretty confident. I took one step out with you, Katie, and Colleen was like, hey, guys, this. She's like snapping this way. Hello, no. And so
don't
we're
bother
like,
the
oh,
news
okay.
people.
Sorry.
They're very important.
Yeah,
they're very.
We were
going to
break a story, Josh. We were ready.
We were about to be the story. I think two local weirdos break into the newsroom.
It was a good time, though. We went over yesterday to film a segment for their Colorado and Company show. That airs, what is it, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. every day?
Yep.
10 a.m. on Friday, the one that we're on. Sorry.
And then noon on Channel 20.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We pre-recorded a little something-something because they actually do the show when we're kind of on the air wrapping things up. So we had to go in and pre-record a segment that will air tomorrow, 10 a.m., Channel 9. Just kind of pimping the morning show a little bit, talking about some of the changes here at Mix. And we got to play Fast Five with Stephanie, the host, who was absolutely charming.
Was
a
she
lovely
not?
A British lady.
Yes.
Was she not just lovely? I mean, she was so nice. Every single time she said something to any of us, it was honey or darling or
darling.
Love. Darling.
I heard darling so much yesterday.
I
darling.
Felt so loved and enjoyed. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
She was so sweet.
She was so nice to talk to. I mean, it was so much fun. Like,
yes,
it
darling.
Really was.
Darling.
It was lovely.
I don't know if she liked my joke. My very first thing that I said to her, we like sit
Brooklyn?
Down on the couch. I go, yeah, you from Brooklyn? She's like, she looked at me with the blankest stare on her face.
Darling.
She's like, what? And I was
you're
like,
an idiot, darling.
I'm kidding. I know where I can tell where you're from.
Oh, and she's like, when you have that accent,
of course.
You know, she probably gets that kind of crap all the time. You know, where are you from? And then
See?
People like, you know, like me, hello, darling, talking like
you're an imitator.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm Mrs. Doubtfire. How
it's
are you?
It's funny. My favorite part was sitting out on the couch beforehand when we were talking to, was it Adam? Was his name
Alex?
At the front? Alex.
Alex.
Yes,
maybe?
At the front desk.
The front desk guy was awesome.
He was so funny, and you guys doing the accent was hilarious. And you were cracking him up. You're like, you're gonna make her blush
well,
if you
was,
say those.
Well,
we
were saying naughty British words.
You were saying naughty British words.
He was the front desk man that was so kind and generous and helped us kind of get everywhere. And but he talked with us while we were waiting for them to come get us and everything. And such a personable guy. But he was like, hey, you're gonna have a different host than the usual one. And it's you know, she's from England and she's so sweet and kind. And then we started imitating her, and he got a kick out of it.
Yeah,
really
he did.
He really got a kick.
It was fun for all.
It was a good time, definitely. A little much with the amount of awards there at Channel 9.
What
I
do
will
you
say
mean?
It's a little pretentious when you
in
walk
face.
In and there's like 40 Emmys sitting there, and then you're walking down the halls.
I
and
just
they
think
got multiple awards. It's a little much.
I think they just ran out of room on all the shelves, so they're just putting
agree.
Them everywhere.
There's thousands of awards at Channel
Which,
9.
Good
I will
for
tell
them.
You that.
Yeah. And
great
for
them.
For
obviously.
Good reason. Yeah.
They've been king of media here in Colorado for many, many years.
Well,
and But it's a little in your face.
No.
When
do you
there.
Want them to do? Because that's what Alex said. He was like,
he
all
said
these
he could
Emmys.
Beat them off with, or yeah. beat people
well, he said
off
they were all
this,
in the closet,
the
yeah. too. He's like, we had so closet. Many, they were in a
yeah.
closet.
It,
yeah.
He's like, these were all in the back. So I brought them out front because I thought that it'd be nice for people to look at when they come in. I was like, dude, you got a whole wall of Emmys behind you. I think it looks
so
great.
So many Emmys.
He's like, they were in the urinals. They were in the
yeah.
closet.
Like, if you
they
were to trip and fall on that table, they would impale you. There were so many. It's a little much, Nine News.
No, I think that's where
reel
you
it
put
back
it.
Just a little. We know you're good. You don't need to rub it in our face while you're there.
That's
you
where
know?
You put him, though.
No, in everywhere. Your face.
Not bragging if you funny. Can do it, Jer.
I will
come
say,
on.
At one point when we were doing the tour and looking at the main, you know, news center where they broadcast every day, and we got to sit there, and you know, there was a time when I thought I was going to be doing TV news. I actually went to Nine News like 10 years ago, and I thought
no
I was
going
to make the transition. Over to TV. I met with their big GM there and everything, and it was more or less I would have to really start over. I'd
oh,
be out,
yeah.
you know, on the street during snowstorms and stuff, and I was like, I'm
shivering
already
your tail
a
off.
Decade yeah. into radio. I don't know if I want to start over on TV, but I will say walking through and sitting in that chair in the newsroom with all those cameras pointed at you, I think I leaned over to you at one point, Josh, and said, I'm good with radio.
Yeah,
it's really intimidating.
It's a lot, man.
It is a lot.
I mean, and it's like, it's very, I mean, I'm thinking we did, you know, one segment of that show, and it was like, I'm, you know, camera three. Do I look at camera two? Camera three? I mean, it's constant, like, in-your-face stuff. And you're right. It is. Those lights turn on. And they start going, and you're like, okay, all right, this is
yeah,
this
and
you've got to
be
deal.
So proper, and we have yeah. so much fun joking around. And I will say, it is so nice not to be scripted.
Yeah.
Like, there
yes.
is no script here. It threw me off, actually, yesterday when we were being interviewed by Stephanie on the show, because she would, you know, read the question on the teleprompter, and I'd kind of, you know, we all did it. We all kind of threw out a little bit of an answer, and it just felt awkward because she would jump right back into the next question.
Yeah.
Like, Oh, okay, I guess we're done with that. There's no back and forth.
There's
you know?
No back and forth at all. And you have almost zero, like, tolerance for that because it's like, well, we
I
have the next question that we need to get to. And we haven't, you know, we have to move on from that. And there's no, like,
I wanted to throw in, like, a zinger or, like, another story or, like, a little, you know, a joke or something. And there was no time
Nothing
for that.
Because
when I, you know, when we were done with our answer, it was like, okay,
was
now,
it.
Katie, tell me, what's going on this week? You know, it was like, boom, into the next thing. And that's. That was uncomfortable for me.
It is so much more structured. Like, they have their segments planned out. They have to go to break when they go to break. I mean, there's no wiggle room.
I mean, we've got a little of that. We got to get into breaks at certain times. But
there's a lot more wiggle room for us because you're controlling everything
on
TV.
We're like,
you didn't see the 12 people behind the scenes who were actually doing everything.
You're at the mercy of the producers.
She has constantly someone in her ear like, hey, we got to go, we got to go.
I
don't like
to do it, guys.
We're like the ugly stepchild.
I couldn't do it.
I've done a little TV, and it is a different animal than radio.
It's a lot.
Both are fun in their different ways, but TV is a lot more intimidating. That's for sure.
I like being able to be a little more witty and throw in your thoughts, and
you can use,
not
I
be
think,
structured and no script.
Use your imagination a little bit more and have a little bit more fun, if you
Seriously.
Will. But yeah, it's
it was, and it's true because if you've ever seen like the teleprompter jack up on TV. They look like deer in headlights.
Oh, yeah.
They have no idea what to do.
Well, some of them can roll with
Where
it.
Where I'd
like,
be like, come on, what are we doing here?
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
No, the ones who are
we'll
real
live.
Good and
we'll
you,
do
know,
it live.
You know they can roll with it, but the ones who can't,
Few
that's
and far
funny because then their sentences just start to get real long.
And the sun comes up every day, and I have on shoes.
I'm wearing shoes today.
Hi, I am pretty today.
And they just do the blank stare directly into the camera.
Yeah, like, someone is screaming in their ear. Banter, banter,
keep going. I don't know how. Hi, banter.
I don't know how.
Oh, my gosh, that's